Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. Sorry it's been a long while since I've done a podcast, but I've been too wrapped up in football and football picks and some baseball write-ups. Hopefully you've enjoyed all that, but I had to dust off the mic and just talk about the two teams that are meeting in the World Series. This is an awesome matchup. I'm really excited about it. You've got the Philadelphia Phillies versus the Tampa Bay Rays, and not too many people had that chalked up as the World Series at the beginning of this year. Now, Tampa Bay is awesome just because they are a true underdog team. They relish in being the underdog. You take a look at their entire season. This is a team that is in the AL East with the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. And no matter how much potential a Tampa Bay or a Toronto or a Baltimore has shown in the past, it hasn't mattered come playoff time. It's always the Yankees or the Red Sox at the top of this division. Tampa Bay got off to the start they did, and it was impressive, but it's a 162-game season. Nobody actually thought the Tampa Bay Rays were going to keep this up for the duration of an entire season. When they lost their lead, they had a 7-game slump, I believe it was, where they lost 7 straight games, and the Red Sox caught up to them. Nobody believed that after the Red Sox caught up to them, that the Rays would surge again and retake the lead and hold it for the second half of the season. And they did just that. The Tampa Bay Rays outplayed and outlasted the AL's two big juggernauts in the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. And nobody could have seen that coming. Now, they had a relatively easy series against the Chicago White Sox, and then they meet the Boston Red Sox in the AL Championship Series, and once again, pretty much everybody believed that the Boston Red Sox were going to win that series. Now, Tampa Bay won the AL East. They were a great team. Nobody was doubting that, but the Red Sox were coming off of a convincing victory over the Los Angeles Angels, and we've seen how good they've been in the playoffs over the last few years, and the aura that the Red Sox have, and the experience that they have. It was just too hard to believe that the Rays would be able to beat them 4 times in the playoffs. And sure enough, Tampa Bay gets off to a 3-1 lead. Everybody says, wow, the Rays are going to win it. They're up 7-0 in the 7th inning of Game 5, and what happens? The Red Sox put together the second biggest comeback in the history of playoff baseball and win Game 5. And once again, everybody starts shaking their heads and saying, I knew it, the Red Sox would find a way. They're just too much. Game 6, the Red Sox win, and here we are again, Game 7. Nobody believes the Rays are going to win Game 7. And anybody who says they did believe the Rays were going to win Game 7 was just saying that to go against the masses. Because with John Lester on the mound and the experience and aura of the Red Sox versus a young, unproven Matt Garza, there just wasn't any reason to believe, after what the Red Sox had done in Game 5, that they would lose this series. And Garza goes out and pitches a near-perfect game. David Price comes in and closes it out late, and the Tampa Bay Rays earn their spot in the World Series. What a story. But more importantly than what a story, what a team. Because that's what's really the most impressive thing, is it hasn't just been lucky bounces. It hasn't just been a bunch of injuries to teams ahead of them or teams that they were going up against. This is an outstanding team, and the team is even better than the story in this situation. The Tampa Bay Rays, from top to bottom, are an outstanding team, and they're a young team. And I never thought I'd say this in a division that looked like it was monopolized by the Yankees and Red Sox, but the Rays look like they're here to stay. And now you've gotten a taste of David Price, who is going to be an outstanding starting pitcher. And you look at their top four pitchers now in Scott Kazmir, James Shields, David Price, and Matt Garza. And it's just scary to think of what this team is capable of. And that's not including their young stars on offense, Longoria, Crawford, Upton, etc., etc. I, for one, just as a fan of baseball and no particular team, am happy to see that they pulled it off because they deserve this shot. They earned it all season long. They earned it against the Red Sox. They deserve this shot, win or lose. They deserve to be here. Also deserving of this shot, the Philadelphia Phillies. They fended off the Mets and the Marlins during the regular season. They handled the Brewers easily in the divisional series. They handled the Dodgers easily in the championship series. And here they are in a position to potentially give Philadelphia, as a city, its first championship since 1983, when the Philadelphia 76ers topped the Los Angeles Lakers back in 1983. 25 years of championship futility for every major sport in that city. And love them or hate them, Philadelphia fans are passionate fans. They are angry fans. This drought certainly didn't help. And they are passionate about their teams. And 25 years is a long time to go without a championship for any of your four major sports. Plenty of individual teams go 25 years without a championship. But if you are under the age of 25 and you live in Philadelphia and you love sports and you've grown up with all the major teams in your city, you haven't won anything. And they've got the team to do it. They've got the talent. They've got excellent starting pitchers in Cole Hamels and Brett Myers. They've got a bullpen that can get the job done when the game is on the line. And most importantly, they've got a lineup from top to bottom that can absolutely smash the ball. And as awesome as the Rays story is, as awesome as it is that you've got a team that never had a winning season, that has now won the AL East and is representing the AL in the championship series, as great of a story as that is, it would be an equally great story for the city of Philadelphia to finally have a championship after being without one for a quarter of a century. Some people might be complaining this isn't the series they wanted, this isn't the Manny Ramirez versus the Red Sox or the Red Sox versus anybody series that they wanted. They might complain about ratings, but if you're a true fan of baseball, the stories behind these two teams and the makeup of these two teams should be more than enough to keep you very interested through what will hopefully be a long and entertaining series. So that's all I wanted to accomplish with this podcast. Not really a whole lot of information, just kind of a teaser of how excited I am for this whole thing, about how both these teams got here and what it means to both of these teams to win this series. As far as my actual breakdown for the series, I'm going to do a write-up on the series as well as who I believe is going to win the series, and you can see that here on the webpage at www.davesdime.com. As always, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or just leave a comment here on the page. Thank you for listening. That's my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.